home of the killer, the cat, and a man named T-Mac.
Those gentlemen you speak of, they'll no longer be a problem. You have my word.
It's the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan KFNS.
Well, Journey. Is this Journey? Is this Springsteen? Sorry. I'm used to the Journey for Skipper. 7:46 in St. Louis. It's a Wednesday morning, and that means it's time for Ask Tony. You're listening to the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. It's your chance to ask the Cardinal manager whatever you please. We take your phone calls at 969-0590, *590.
Oh, send your wireless. Mr. Cotter.
Toll or free, 866-326-0590. It's Ask Tony every Wednesday at 7:45. Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, 79 degrees. We are happy to be joined by the Cardinal manager. As he does, he comes back in on when they're on the road trips to come in the studio with us and take your questions. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, the skipper.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the Cubs.
Let's talk about
Reyes. You're playing the Brewers today. I'm surprised you're jumping ahead.
Well, let's talk about Reyes. What a performance last night. Did you help him iron his cap for last night's start?
That's a good question. I mean, a lot of people comment. You know, I take a lot of emails, too. I got a website. If I plug that here?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is it? AskTheSkipper.com.
AskTheSkipper.com?
Yeah. So a lot of times after the game, like Dunk, shows me how it works. Dial it up. I was up about 2 in the morning.
What kind of questions are you getting? Like, no, how do you take grass stains out of a uniform?
No, that's not a bad question. But a lot of times, it was about that night, ball club. What happened? So last night, a lot of people about talking about the hat. You know, I thought a lot of people comment on the shoes. I mean, you look down, he's got A-Ray written on his shoes.
Did he really?
Yeah, I don't appreciate that at all.
Maybe you should call him Johnny Lode.
I think like Anthony Lode would be a little more appropriate, but I'm Tony Lode, so that's kind of confusing. We already got Reyes, Lode. So, no, a lot of people want to know about the hat. Truth is, I mean, a long time he's been ironing his ball cap. So, I mean, I think it's an attractive look, and it's not unlike, like, Ron Kittle. I mean, he used to iron his shoes just to keep them very sharp. So,
I read that.
No, I think anything you do for an edge, yeah, I mean, as far as that other night, I thought he was okay.
Just for the appearance?
Yeah, I mean, apparently, you know, ladies seem to like it, so it's like tapered legs. You just, whatever the look is,
you give it to them.
969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, toll-free 866-326-0590. It's your chance to ask the Cardinal manager whatever you please. He will answer. It's Ask Tony on 590 The Fan.
That's the beauty of the Jordache. You don't have to iron them.
Those things are nice, man. Calvin, what's up? 590 The Fan.
Morning, Tony. How you guys doing today?
Well, all right, Calvin.
Ask me about 7, 8, but ask me later.
There you go. Hey, two of your favorite words are play nine. And how do you handle a guy if he doesn't play nine?
No, that's something you deal with all the time.
He's calling out Siebel.
Yep, sounds like it.
No, I mean, like a reliever, they get awful confused. I mean, they're reading the paper. They got to play nine. Tony says play nine. You know, I write it on the chalkboard. Let's play nine. So a lot of times, a guy like Flores, very confused. Ray King, very confused. They come to my office. So what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to be playing nine because I probably only play a third. And a lot of times, it's a mental approach. So I tell them to mentally play the nine. So if you look in the bullpen, I think you'll see guys after a walk, after a big hit, they're down. They're walking around because they're playing the whole nine. So I think if you don't, not going to last very long.
It seems to me that they're actually playing more grab ass out in the bullpen than they are playing nine.
I don't know what game you're watching.
That's focus. Hey, Joel Goldberg called me before the game of FSN. We send a reporter on the road.
Jolly Lode.
At the Midwest FS Fox show. And he told me that John Stamos was there and was actually in uniform, and you had an emergency meeting with Jocketty, and you guys were thinking about activating John Stamos
Uncle Jesse.
To play second base last night's game. Why did you decide against that?
I hadn't really talked about it till now. But no, I mean, he's an outstanding ball player. There's a lot of people, like Pollock plays with softball with him.
Kevin Pollock?
Yeah, they put a little softball. So he called. We're looking to give a rest. That's why we're calling people up, left and right. You know, playing a lot of crap players. So we were considering that. And Stamos, I mean, he's got a gun. I mean, talk about Grzelcyk. I mean, the way he turns it, Marky Lode. Well, look at Stamos. Have you ever seen him turn two?
No.
Well, I think if you did, you'd understand why we almost made the
move. What kind of message is that going to send to a guy like Bo Hart, who's trying to get back up to the majors, and then you bring John Stamos out of nowhere and put him at second base?
No, the message is the big leagues. So, I mean, that's – I mean, we consider it 84 in the Sox. We're going to let Penny Marshall play left. I mean
– wow, I didn't even know about that.
Well, she can play ball. So, I mean, it's all about competing. I can't worry about people's feelings.
Danny, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
Well, ask me about, you know, four, well, who's soup on spit later on, about 4 o'clock.
Hey, Tony, I saw you at the Springsteen concert the other night, and I'd like your opinion of the concert. And do you approve of his nickname, The Boss?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people, like, you know, say they're in charge, call me Big Shot, dig me. Now, there's a guy, I mean, you call him The Boss? He is a boss. So, no, it was outstanding. I mean, I had to cut out a little early.
Why'd you have to get out early? What's going on?
No, I went down, and I told Isaac I was going to be down at his show. So, I mean, I mean, you could not have a more electric 1-2 punch, you know, unless you had, like, Womack Renteria or something. But, no, I mean, I had, like, Chris Isaac.
Shot at Guzzolana Connect stuff.
No, I mean, that's how Buzz said it. I didn't say that. So,
Buzz covered the 2003 season. Renteria and Womack were together in 2004.
Well, I think the important thing to remember is, I mean, it's like Isaac says. I mean, he actually, a lot of people don't know, is from the Bay Area when he wrote Wicked Game. We're sitting around. We have a little Pinot after one of the tough loss. So I said, it's a wicked, wicked game. It'll kill you. Breaks your heart. So he said, would you mind if I write a little song called Wicked Game?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. So Isaac, I was happy to be there. The boss.
Why weren't you in that video? The video where he's with rolling around the beach with Helena Christensen. How do you do, Tony?
No, you got to look close. I'm there.
Where are you? Behind one of the palm trees?
He's holding schnauzer on his
lap. I'm not going to do your homework for you.
Hey, Jim Edmonds said that when he's not in the lineup, he's bored, and all he does is eat all day.
He's coming out here talking Sally.
Yeah, he was talking
crap.
Sally stuff. Do you monitor what these guys eat before the game?
No, that's a great question. A lot of times, too, it depends on the city. So, I mean, you go to, like, Cincinnati, a lot of guys having chili. Big Ray, I said, whoa, calm down. So, in Milwaukee, I mean, yeah, I got to look it over. A lot of guys want to eat bratwurst. I mean, it's not conducive to a winning ball club. I mean, a lot of it's what do you call it, subliminal? Liminal?
Yeah, liminal sub.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of, you see the sausage race. These guys in Milwaukee dress up. Maybe the gals, I don't know, run around like brats, you know, sausage, whatever. I think it gets
that can make a guy hungry.
Well, I think that's what's happening. That's what I'm saying. I mean, a lot of times a ball player looked there, and I mean, like Albert came in the eighth, got a big couple of at-bats. He said, I'm sorry, Tony, but I really like a salsita. So, it's an important thing to monitor. And, I mean, quite frankly, I'd like to see a veggie sprint instead of the sausage race.
I can't believe that Albert, as focused as that guy is, suddenly is thinking about getting a snack in the middle of it.
I mean, he's a man, not a machine. I mean, that's the important thing. So, I mean, I think today you're going to see, I talked to Bud, is his, you know, his billing, he's going to have a little veggie race instead of sausage.
What's it going to run around, like carrots and stuff?
No, I mean, I talked to Walt, and I think like a fast
broccoli
vegetable.
Would be good.
Broccoli, I think, would be quick, but not fast. I think, no, honestly, like a head of cabbage. I think cabbage, because they got the flaps. So I think I would pick, if you're going to bet. Yeah, I mean, like rutabaga's probably got something in the can, but I don't, you know, like a beet. So I think today, though, I mean, I don't bet, I don't wager, but I would probably go with the cabbage.
7:54 in St. Louis, you're listening to The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. It's Ask Tony, 969-0590, your chance to ask the Cardinal manager whatever you want. Mike, you're on 590 The Fan, Ask Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
I had a question. You've pretty much proven you're the best manager in the game right now. You're
amen.
Pounding,
amen,
you're pounding,
brother.
I don't you're know. Pounding teams with your regular club, and now you're just beating up on teams with your AAA team, too. Now we're heading into Chicago, and please don't give me that bullcrap line of yours like nobody's playing better than the Cubs because they're 1-9 in their last 10 games.
Have you watched the games?
Yeah, most of them. Well, have you ever considered bringing up like your single A or double A and taking them into Chicago and seeing if you can beat Dusty Baker? And if things broke out in Chicago, things got hot, who do you think would win a fist fight between you and Dusty? Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Mike.
That's good stuff.
No,
great
that's
stuff. Well prepared.
There's a lot of great questions. I mean, it's so many to get through, so little time. I think, I mean, I have so much respect for Dusty. I mean, that's why we're always screaming at each other. No, I mean, like a single A class is so disrespectful of the game. I mean, I think already, I mean, you look at our club, people say, what'd you know, Mahoney, say he can't hit. Well, I mean, I totally disagree.
You got to watch the games.
I mean, look at the bunt that he put down last night. I think it's a great example of a guy who could have bunted into a double play, and he turned it into a fielder's choice. So that's a guy who can compete like crazy.
What about if you took a group of people from a senior citizen's home and took them into Chicago and used those guys? Well, that would not be disrespecting the game because
they're
great fans.
The Del Mar Gardens Destroyers.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be real candid. So, yeah, I mean, like a fundraiser for ours. I look into it. I mean, I went, you know, talk to Mr. DeWitt. And what would it be like, 42 games in front or something?
60.
So, yeah, I mean, so, like if you get a chance, roll somebody out there. Yeah, I mean, I think our fans, as long as we compete, they're okay with it. So if somebody played left field or Walker, now,
what about
as long
fighting
as you try hard.
Dusty Baker? When you're fighting a guy like Dusty, I would assume you got to circle and use your jab in the early rounds.
Well, and I think you got to look at all principles involved. So, I mean, he's got the toothpick. So, I mean, I think if I like one good punch, I mean, I think he'd have some serious problem in the mouth. So, I mean, I think if he's going to carry that toothpick around, he's going to pay the price.
Frank, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Hi, Tony.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a hard day for me.
Ooh, what's so
morning,
hard about
y'all.
It?
Why, what's the matter? You're out of breath. What's going
on?
Oh,
yeah,
a little like Rick King.
I was expecting my time on the air, and now I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh,
but
don't
I'd
be
like
nervous.
To applaud Tony. I'd like to applaud
Thank you, sir.
The Cardinals, and I'd like to say that we have got the best team. We will always have the best team with Mr. La Russa by our side.
Amen.
Hey, Tony,
let's
I wanted
that.
To ask you.
Hold on
a second, Frank.
There was something, though.
Wait a minute.
No,
one other thing.
Applauding.
Tim
yes.
McKernan. Let's get some applause for Tim.
How about that?
Okay. Anyway, the guys in the outfield yell and stuff when a pitch ain't thrown right or something. You really got to edit what they say, huh? I was also curious. You're bringing up these wonderful young guys. Since his gall went back, who Schumacher, what's he known for? Is he a great hitter?
He has a very hot wife.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll just take what Frank's first
point.
What's
he known for?
No, a lot of stuff, like he says, you got to yell and stuff. That's actually like one of our slogans. So yelling stuff, it has a lot to do with late inning rallies. I mean, I tell our ball club, let's not be silent. Let's yell and stuff. So, I mean, I think if you look close, like Albert's shirt underneath is black. There's some gold lettering that says yelling stuff. So, I mean, I think, either Frank, I mean, it's a great point.
Edmund is just yelling, can we end this game? I want to go back to the hotel.
Sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I think like what you going on, like radio dial or something, or
Jimmy Radio game ball
frequency.
Radio.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think like Edmonds, he's be yelling, oh, I gotta do radio, oh, I gotta go to the radio. So, I mean, I try to keep him locked in. I got Albert worried about socials, I got Jim worried about radio, so I got my hands full.
Frank, anything else do you want to say to the Cardinal manager while you have this fine opportunity?
Te amo, Mr. La Russa, and happy spaghetti day.
God bless you.
Take care.
All right, there he is.
A little out of breath.
Frank.
He must have been doing Pilates with Ray.
I think that was...
Got like the every day with Ray.
Huffing and puffing with Ray.
So time to stay, Ray.
H&P.
I think Ray's been outstanding, so I'm glad you guys have him on board.
Tony, thank you for your time. Thank
Great
you for
work.
Answering the questions, and best of luck in here in the next few hours against the Brewers. Good luck catching that flight.
There's a club that's playing tough.
We're going to see Stamos maybe on this road trip?
I don't like to give anything away, but I can't rule it out.
Ask Tony on the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, KFNS.
This is St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Wood River, St. Louis. KFNS FM, Troy, St. Charles, and the Westplex. 590 The Fan's Mike Chops Ritter. Even when he's right, he's wrong.
This country was the hottest, wettest spot the U.S. has ever fought a war in.
I'll say Vietnam.
He's got it. Sorry, Rock.